More awkward situations for men. Written and read by me, Danny Wallace. Is there anything in this world cuter than burping a baby? Yes, burping a kitten. But oh no, society frowns on that. Gorbachev. Hello there, how are you? It's very nice of you to download this. I'm very pleased to be speaking at you. I can see you as well. And that's a striking new look you're rocking. But it works. It works. Ignore the haters. So hello. This is More Awkward Situations for Men. And my name is Danny Wallace. You might remember me from that time on that train where I was daydreaming, but it looked like I was just staring straight at your chest or phone or your small child. And you wondered whether you might need to alert the authorities. I welcome you to this audio version of the book. It's packed with stories from my life at a time when everything had changed, when life was no longer just about me or my wife or my friends, but about a brand new little man too, and all that entails. I think that many of the events in this book, the awkward situations, the well-meaning faux pas, the inadvertent insults or slights given or received, apply to lots of us, whether male or female. The universal rules of polite society, I don't know about you, but it seems like they've never been written down properly. And maybe this is an attempt to remedy that just a little. Now, you don't have to listen to this thing all at once, you know, take a break. It might get overwhelming if you identify with a particular story or an event. Maybe, you know, turn this off, have a little think for a little while about what that means and why you insist on living your life this way. I've done my best to tell these stories in a way that I would tell you if we were sitting down in a pub together, and I hope you like them, although it is your round. Let's go. First of all, first things first. Well, I say, trying to make it sound like an important word, an historic word. But I don't quite nail the gravitas I was after, so I tried again three times. Well, well, well. We're standing by the ducks in a local park, and it's the day before my wife is due to give birth. Well, 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 well. Well, well, what? She says, staring out over the pond, half smiling. Well, this is probably the last time we'll ever do this. Just you and me, walking through the park. A couple? My wife considers it and doubles her half-smile to a full one. I suppose it is. And we walk home, holding hands. That night, we're sitting in a darkened Turkish restaurant on the high street as a slanting rain batters the window. I've just ordered some small sausages and a beer. Well, I say. Well, well. Well, what? She says. No, I'm just thinking, you know. This is probably the last time you and I will do this, just the two of us. The two of us, a couple, sitting down and having a romantic meal together. My beer and small sausages arrive. It's not that romantic, says my wife, looking at them. No, it's not that romantic, no, I say, picking up a tiny sausage and pointing it at her so she can see I'm serious. But this is probably the last time we're going to enjoy a not-that-romantic meal together, because, as you know, we're going to have a baby, you see. Yeah, she says, I think I told you that. I'm just saying, I say, this is it, the end of an era, the end of coupledom, the beginning of, well, what would you call it? Parenthood, says my wife. You'd call it parenthood. Exactly, I say, that is exactly the phrase. And I eat my sausages, and we walk home, holding hands. Later, as I climb into bed, I hand my wife her healthy peppermint tea, and I clamber over her bump. Just think, I say, picking up my book. When we turn off the light in a minute or two, that will be the last time we'll ever turn off the light as a couple, and then go to sleep as one, because tomorrow everything changes. Everything. So we should just enjoy this moment, just as we enjoyed that last meal and that last walk and that last trip away and that last drive through McDonald's and that last peppermint.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?